Morning.
Morning.
There's the lights. I just wanted to share, thank you for being here. I know the weather is terrible out there, but I love it. I love this weather. And funny story I was sharing with Cindy as I got here this morning. You'll notice I am a rebel. I don't use tablets and I don't use Facebooks. You all know that. I only have an iPhone because my wife wanted me to have one. I don't know how it works completely. I have other people that do that, and I like that. That's okay. And I'm not bad-mouthing anybody who has them. But the Lord put on my mind today, I have notes and I have my papers, and I did a wedding, my very first wedding years ago. It was an outdoor wedding. And lattice behind me, and I had the podium here, and the bride and groom were coming up, and I had all my papers set out right here, and the wind blew, and every paper flew and stuck, and thank you for the lattice, Lord. It stuck on the lattice, and I went, and of course it was me, so everyone thought I had planned that. I didn't plan that at all. I went, I got the stuff, put it all down, this time secured it, and then went on with the wedding. So today I got here, and I usually come over here and make sure everything's okay, and then I headed over to my office, and I'm carrying all my papers, and it's raining. And I kind of tilted my Bible, and the wind blew. But this time, I grabbed on as tight as I could, because in the back of my mind, it was like, Lord, you already did this to me once. Don't do this to me today. And so I got here. I just wanted to share that because it did happen. And I told Cindy, if she's in here, she's going to have to hear the story twice. So maybe she's counting. But today, guys, we're going to talk about forgiveness. Forgiveness. It's almost like we hesitate. It's like love. We hesitate. Forgiveness. We hesitate. And it really isn't. Love and forgiveness go together. It's the fourth part of the Lord's Prayer, and it's the prayer that sets us free. When you think about it, forgive us our, trespasses, debts, all relates to sin. It can relate to money. People have hurt us. People we've hurt. But mainly sin right now is what we're talking about. Sin in our life. Who do we know that we need to forgive? And when you forgive, it does set you free. So today we're going to talk about that. I'm going to ask you a question in a minute, what the main text is about. But we're also going to ask for God's forgiveness. Again, it is the awesome power to set us free. When you forgive, you are set free. Jesus forgave us, and we were set free. What's that song? We are free to dance. We are free to, I remember it's a youth song, but we're free because he forgave us. We need to do the same. But what we do is we have to stop carrying all the guilt and all the shame and all the regrets and all the if only. Now, there's not no one in here that can tell me you don't have an if only in your life right now. There's if onlys in everyone's lives. And we carry that. And let me tell you, and I'm getting into it more than I wanted to, but I still want to say this. The guilt, the shame, the regrets, the pain, the humility, the hurt, they are not from God. They are not. The forgiveness is from God. If we're carrying that stuff with us, we need to stop. We need to forgive ourselves. Because some of us, we're going to get into it later, we haven't forgiven ourselves, let alone forgiven others. Christians, non-Christian, believers, non-believers, whatever word you want to put there, we have to forgive and we have to forgive ourselves. And then three, we have to set free those who are indebted or have sinned us. We have to set them free. We all know we're perfect, but the people who have sinned against us aren't. So we know who have sinned against us. Oh, yeah, we can name them. Oh, we could list them. No, forgive them. I watched there was that gentleman, that young man in South Carolina who went into that church and he had killed all them people in South Carolina. Hideous thing. And they interviewed, I didn't get to see the whole interview, but they interviewed one of the relatives of the people who had passed away. And he was saying, you know what? We forgive him. Now, it doesn't mean, he went on to explain, it doesn't mean he isn't going to suffer a consequence. He killed somebody. The law says if he gets the sentence that he's going to be put to death for doing that. Doesn't mean it's okay they forgave him for doing, but then he said, and we're praying for him for his forgiveness so that when he does either get executed or whatever the word is, paid with his life, or he dies, he gets to see them in heaven. Think of that. That blew me away. See them, the people that he even has. God gives us the grace to forgive us for that. You still pay a consequence and a price, but who cares? You're going to be in heaven. And to meet those people. That just blew me away when he shared that. So if you guys probably watched the whole interview, if I said something wrong in it, don't send me cards and letters. That was the gist of it. And you like that? Somebody laughed over there. So again, we need to forgive people who are indebted to us. We need to release it. Release yourselves from the pain of the past. I want to read Matthew. And here's the key question. You have that list. Remember the list that you guys all denied? You have that list. Myself too. Okay, well, I already did that. I already did that once. No. Oh, no, that person, I'm never going to forgive them. No. They just rubbed me the wrong way. Matthew 18, 21 through 22. Then Peter came up and said, Lord, how often will my brother sin against me and I forgive him? As many as seven times? So there's Peter all happy. He's even got the number. I can do seven times. That's easy. And Jesus said, I do not say to you seven times, but I say 77 times. He gives a number there that he might as well said a million, because in Peter's mind, 7 to 77 is just a million. He's like, 77? And Jesus tells him all the time. How many times? Every time. And the question I want to ask us today is, why must we forgive the ones who have hurt us? That's the question of the day. Why must we do that? And I'm going to give you 3 points today. And I, you know, this is a momentum day for me. Momentum's a word, right? Okay, thank you. I got Ethan up here going, gosh, he still doesn't know how to spell. In all the years that I've taught, I don't think I have ever did a fill in the blank. No, I'm not. Now, hear my heart. I'm not bad mouthing it. I'm not saying it's wrong. I even told my wife, because every week she gets the bulletin. She likes to do the fill in the blanks. And we sit there and try to guess what the pastor's going to say. But I did a fill in the blanks this time. It's my first one in 35 years. I don't know if you should clap or just say, so what? But I had to share that because I even was happy. I told my wife last week, I did a fill in the blanks. She goes, okay. I said, I'm not giving you the answer. She goes, okay, I'll figure them out anyway. So the question is, why must I forgive those who have hurt me? And I'm going to read. I want to read. It's a little bit of reading, but bear with me. I'm going to read Matthew 18, 23 through 35. And then I want to answer those three questions and then we'll be done. Okay? Therefore, the kingdom of heaven is like a king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants. As he began the settlement, a man who owed him 10,000 talents was brought to him. Since he was not able to pay, the master ordered that he and his wife and his children, all that he had, be sold to repay the debt. The servant fell on his knees before him. "Be patient with me," he begged, "and I will pay back everything." The servant's master took pity on him, canceled the debt, and let him go. But when that servant went out, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denar. I'm talking about Iraqi money. He grabbed him and began to choke him. "Pay back what you owe me," he demanded. His fellow servant fell to his knees and begged him, "Be patient with me and I will pay you back." But he refused. Instead, he went off and had the man thrown into prison until he could not pay the debt. When the other servants saw what had happened, they were greatly distressed and went and told their master everything that had happened. Then the master called the servant in. "You wicked servant," he said, "I canceled all that debt of yours because you begged me to. Shouldn't you have had mercy on your fellow servant just as I had on you?" In anger, his master turned him over to the jailers to be tortured until he should pay back all he owed. "This is how my heavenly Father will treat each of you unless you forgive your brothers from your heart." That's heavy. That's big. And people talk about gray areas in the Bible. There's no gray area there. There's no debate there. He says it like it is. You have to forgive. And the first question I'm going to ask is, because God forgives me, number one, the answer to why must I forgive those that have hurt me, number one is because God forgives me. You see, in 18:27, he says, "The servant's master took pity on him, canceled his debts, and let him go." Jesus came to cancel our debts. He came to set us free. He came to let it go. And it every day. And it says the master took pity on his servant. Jesus, it's love. God's love for us allows him to forgive us every day. And we're going to get to some practical things, but one of the words I want you to keep in your mind is the word forget, and we'll come back to it. But God, the pity, he releases us and he forgives us for our sins. Ephesians 4:32 says, "Be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ forgave you." Again, Word of God, Scripture, that's what it means. There's no hidden agenda. Kind to each other, tenderhearted, forgiven. Even those people on your list. Be kind, tenderhearted, forgive them. It's so hard to do. I believe some of us will say, sometimes it's really hard to say, "I love you," and mean it. That's a hard word. Some of the guys, and girls, so most of the guys, it's hard to say, "I love you." That's something you need to pray about and let God work with you on. Maybe your parents or your dad or your mom never did that, and you don't. I came from a family like that they didn't say the word love a lot. But I also look at the word forgive. I think it's just as hard to say, "I forgive you." Especially when you're not wrong. Oh, yeah, the Fonzie. Remember who used to watch Happy Days? Yeah, remember Fonz? He couldn't say the word wrong. He'd go, "Rrr, rrr." He could, because he was perfect in the movie. I'm not saying he was, but he couldn't say the word wrong. Imagine God's telling us, "Forgive that person." "But God, I didn't do nothing." So? Number two, forgiveness. Why must we forgive those who have hurt me, us? Because forgiveness hurts me more. I mean, you read what happened to that gentleman. They took him. They took his family. They threw him in prison. That's the example in that story. But there's a key part in that story I want you to hear. And it's in verse 33 through 35. And the key verse is, let me find it. I have it marked here in yellow. No, it isn't that. Let me find it. I'm sorry. I made a mistake here. Forgive me. The key verse is from your heart. Forgive from your heart. How many people, it's like, and Pastor Kyle talked about it today, about like when we pray, let's really mean it. When we pray with our kids at night, are we just going through the motions? One good one is when we pray over our food, are we just going through the motions? How quickly do we say, we're just thinking about eating. We are. We're thinking, I got to get that food in me as fast as I can, right? Let's be honest. But when you forgive, are you forgiven from here? Because that's where God's going to look. You can say it. You can speak it. You can see the words. You can write it. You can shout. You can instant message and text it and all that good stuff. But God's going to go, okay, you said it and did all that, but where's it coming from? Is it so you can just go out and do it again? Because, hey, it says if I just say I forgive you, I can just move on. No, it has to come from the heart. And why? Because it needs to be real. And we struggle with that. I know when you say something, you want to be real. When you say, I love you, you don't love pizza as much as you love your wife or your husband or your kids. So that word love is a different word. Now, who's laughing over there? What, did you have pizza last night? Oh, me is. But it's a different word. Forgive, it's a tough word. So I don't want to keep saying that, but it is. And number three, why must I forgive those who have hurt me? Because I need forgiveness every day. I do. You do. We all do. That's why we need to forgive every day. We all need it every day. We are a funny people. God has a good sense of humor, but if you stop and think, when you wake up in the morning, some people can wake up, I don't care what time your alarm goes off, the first thing you do is you could sin because you're cussing at your alarm for ringing. You start your day sinning. Or you lay in bed and you start your day thinking about the people that have bugged you at work, or who you're going to have to see, or who you're going to have to deal with, or what you're going to have to do, or at your teachers, or your school, or you name it. We start the day off with that mindset, and then we wonder why God says that we need forgiveness every day. We do. We do. You get on the freeway, which I thank you, God, that my time is done. I don't know how you commuters drive on that freeway every day and go to like Santa Monica, or I don't know how you do it, because I think every bad thing in my mind would come out. I get mad when it takes me 5 minutes to go from my house to the Regal Center. I can't even imagine what the freeways are like and what you guys are thinking. It's terrible, but I'd be asking for forgiveness every half a mile. Forgive me, Lord, for that. Forgive me, Lord. Lord, get her off her phone. Forgive me for saying that, but him too. That, I'm an equal opportunity forgiver. I need forgiveness every day. Why? Well, you know, when we read the Lord's Prayer and the way we're supposed to pray, a lot of people forget that at the end of it, he ended how we're supposed to pray with saying, if you forgive those who have sinned against you, the Father in heaven will forgive you. But if you don't forgive those that have sinned against you, then the Father in heaven won't forgive you. That's heavy. And you need to keep that in mind. Why do we forgive those who have hurt me? Because, number one, God forgives me. Unforgiveness hurts us more. And we need it every day. You're saying, how is he looking at all these notes? I know what I'm doing sometimes. I get it down sometimes. I wanted to share a couple ways that we can, practical ways. Where's Taylor? Come on up, Taylor. I want to, you didn't hear the word application. That's okay. Come on up. I want to tell you guys today, it is so important that if you don't leave here with anything else, leave here with a statement like, God is looking at your heart. It means nothing if we go through the motions. It means nothing if we say it and continue to keep doing what we're not supposed to do. There's people in our lives, I ask you to communicate, talk. There's people that you probably are holding things against that don't even know they've done anything. And they're not the ones in pain, in guilt, in shame, suffering. You are. And again, those aren't from God. So talk. Go to somebody. Talk to them. And say, you know what? There's something there. Can we talk about it? Second thing, pray about it. Pray. Right? I'll tell you today before the service is over, pray, Lord, who is it that I need to forgive? Who is it that maybe I'm doing that to them? They've got me on their list. And I don't even know what I've done to them. Talk and pray and lay it at Jesus' feet. Lay it there. Because the third thing is this. This is the hardest. Then forget. Forget it. You see, if Jesus did not forget when we sin daily, we wouldn't have a chance. He's already paid for it. And he does wipe the slate clean. I know we're human. I know that he's Jesus and he's perfect. But who do we want to? Who's our example? Jesus. Forget it and lay it at his feet. And move on. And we heard the words, let it go. Let it go. Stop suffering over things that happened years ago. And I, you know, you're saying, Pete, but you don't get it. This, I know there's a lot of bad things. That gentleman in South Carolina, that's horrendous. I know that there's been things where that's hard to do. But Jesus is there to help us through it. And he tells us to forgive him and to be like him and to make it the slate clean. So lay it at his feet and let him be the one that carries you through it. And the last thing I wanted to read with you guys is, and this is so cool, I read this. Somebody and I shared this in our prayer group. I didn't write this. I don't know who did, but I get it, and it's really something to think about. And I want to read it. It says, human forgiveness is not the basis of divine forgiveness, but it is evidence of a life lived on the principle of divine grace. You see, by the grace of God, we are here. By the grace of God, he's given us Jesus. By the grace of God, we have eternal life in heaven if we ask forgiveness. We ask Jesus into our heart and we forgive ourselves. Stop beating up on yourselves, all of us. Stop dwelling on the past. Stop dwelling right on the middle. Stop dwelling on what's going to happen. Dwell on Jesus and forgive today. You're going to have an offer soon, an opportunity, an offer. I'm not selling a car. An opportunity. You're going to have an opportunity. And you know what? This is for believers and non-believers. As Christians, we've read the Bible, hopefully, and we know that we're supposed to forgive. But as Christians, we're still carrying the guilt and the shame and all that junk that isn't from God. And we don't need to. And for the non-believers, you don't neither. Because there's a way to stop that from affecting your life. There's a way to help you. There's a way to carry you through everything that you're going to face and go through. Is it going to be all peachy keen? No, it's not. But it's going to be with the Creator, the mighty God, Jesus, in charge of your life. That should be our goal. Jesus. You need forgiveness today? Ask for it. You need healing today? You have pain, guilt, shame? Today's the day to come to the feet of Jesus. Ask Him, leave it there, and forget.
And how many of you want that freedom? How many of you want that weight, that stone, that thing that you sometimes forget or ignore, to never have to be an issue again? Would you bow your heads with me? Let's respond. Lord, we do want to release those things. Some of us probably, I know I have a lot, that are maybe beyond counting. Things that we can't even think of right now because we're not in a situation where we're at church, we worshiped, we listened to a great message, we're in your word, and we're like, yeah, God is good, my life is great. There's a few things, but it's good. Lord, I pray right now that you bring to our minds, however painful it is, however uncomfortable and unwanted, we don't want to open up that closet in our house that we know is just filled with gunk and smells, and we don't want to show anyone else, and we don't even want to recognize is there. I ask that we all are shown by you right now those things. Bring it to the forefront of our minds, Lord, because we want to get it out. Jesus, you are our healer and our guide, but you are also our cleanser and our deliverer. So Lord, I pray for that right now. I pray that at the forefront of our minds, those things that we have been holding on to, those things that we don't even realize we're still angry and bitter and hurting about, that are holding us back, that are weighing us down. Lord, bring those things to the forefronts of our minds right now so that we can forgive, so that we can lay it down and leave it at the foot of your cross. I'm going to ask right now for you all to stand and grit in groups of 2, 3, maybe 4 if it works out with those around you right now. I believe that God has put on many, if not all, of your minds one thing, maybe several things, that you need to pray and you need to forgive that other person. You need to let that go. So go ahead and open your eyes. Go ahead and take your hands, heads up. Go ahead and stand up right now and get in groups of 2 or 3. We're going to do prayer circles. I know this is not a normal thing, but I feel that God really wants us to have breakthrough this morning. So go ahead and get in groups of 3 or 4, 2 if it needs to be, whatever is normal. If you don't feel like praying, don't feel pressure. You can just be there. If you need to get from someone away and into a comfortable situation, that's okay. But share what you want prayer for forgiveness for, and confess and ask those believers that are in that circle to pray for you. Go ahead and take a few minutes to pray. Yeah, if you're done, go ahead and you can take a seat. That's totally fine. Stay in this moment as we continue to pray. As the band comes up, we're going to finish with a song. I don't want to miss an opportunity, though, for those that want to be fully forgiven for the first time, for those that understand that letting go of those things that we have held on to others is a weight, but the biggest weight is not being entered into God's kingdom of forgiveness eternally. So if you all bow your heads and close your eyes, I'm going to ask for you to just look up at me if you want to raise your hand, if you feel comfortable with that. No one's looking. Would you want to say yes to Jesus? Would you want to say yes to forgiveness? Go ahead and look up at me now and I'll pray with you. I see those eyes. Amen. Let's bow our heads. Would you all repeat after me? Dear Jesus, I know that I'm a sinner, that I need forgiveness every day. Please forgive me, Lord. I know that you are the only way to salvation and to eternal glory with you. You are my Savior and my God, and I recognize that I need you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Would you go ahead and stand to your feet as we sing this song?